Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, and on today's episode of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam, I chat with Tony Award winner Brian Stokes Mitchell. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Call me Stokes, that's what my friends call me.
Oh, I will.
Yeah,
awesome.
Good.
Well, you are about to come to Fine Times 54 Below to celebrate your new album, Plays With Music, but at 54 Below, it's going to be Plays With Music Holiday, because you're celebrating the album and the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, which song from your album and which holiday song did you know had to be in the show right away?
Oh man, there's a few actually that I wanted to do. One is Getting Married Today, because I love that song. It's a crazy song. It's a huge challenge to not only sing it, but especially to learn it, because it's one of those things you have to put into muscle memory because you don't have the time to remember the lyric. So it took a lot of rehearsal to do that, but I get to play all of the characters in the show, so I just don't do the one thing. So that was one thing that I love doing that song, and I'm nuts for Stephen Sondheim. I think he is just so deep and wonderful and amazing. I always put Stephen Sondheim on my albums because I just love him so much. So that was one of the songs. And one of the other songs is a Stephen Sondheim song, actually, that probably nobody knows, called Flag Song. It was a song that was cut from Assassins. And I love this song because the reason I put it on the album is because our world is kind of crazy right now. And, you know, all you have to do is turn on the television. And sometimes it's a good idea to turn off the television, by the way, if you really feel like you're going crazy. But all you have to do is watch television, you know, or look at the news, or just look at your, you know, phone. Mm-hmm. To think, you know, we're living in a really crazy time right now.
Yes.
And the song is called Flag Song, and Steve wrote it for Assassins, as I said, and it was cut from the show, so people don't know this song. And it was written almost 30 years ago now, is when Assassins was done. But if somebody said, well, Steve, would you write a patriotic song for right now?
Mm-hmm.
This would be the song. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous song. And that's the other song that I have to put this on the album. And I gave him a call and asked him if I could do it. And so this is, I think, the first time it's ever been recorded. And because it's an orchestral album,
yes.
Ted Firth worked with me on the arrangement, and Ryan Sharar worked on the orchestration for this as well. So
oh, wow.
it's kind of cool. I'm really happy with the way it turned out.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. So those are those two. And then Christmas-wise,
yeah.
There's a lot of songs that I also love, like Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. I sing that, but I kind of do a crazy arrangement of it because I like to, you know, rearrange and reorchestrate songs.
Yes.
And there's another song that I'm going to do called Christmas Is, which is a song that I wrote, actually,
oh,
a Christmas
wow.
song. And the song is basically, you know, Christmas is such a beautiful time for, you know, families mm-hmm. and kids, and you see kids' eyes light up and everything. And I ask myself the question, so what's Christmas like with the worst kid in the world? So it's a funny song about that.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. It took you 3 years to make this album.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through the process a little bit of what went into creating this album? And as you say, it's with a lot of orchestras.
Yeah.
And
that's an excellent question, by the way. Thank you for asking
you're
that question. Because an album is kind of like having a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have an idea of what you want it to be, and then, you know, the child or the album, you know, you is there, and then you start with it, and you think, well, okay, I'm going to shape it this way, and this is what I want to give it, and this is what I want it to do and be, and this is where I would like to see it go. And after a while, as it's growing and becomes something, it becomes its own thing and starts telling you what it wants to be.
Much like a child.
Yeah, exactly like a child. And a lot of times it's not what you thought it was originally. And this album started out as a trio album. And it also started out as a much more eclectic album. It had Broadway tunes on it. It had Brazilian tunes on it. It had jazz tunes on it. It had a folk tune on it as well. So it was kind of like a lot of songs that I loved. But as I was doing it, and especially when I decided to make it an orchestral album, I realized that what it really wanted to be was a big fat Broadway album. And so every song on the album, except for two of them, became that. And because I produced the album and also did a lot of the co-arranging and co-orchestrating on the album as well, I've really gotten to, I like to say, get under the hood with the songs. But it's also been very time intensive. I literally spent probably somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 hours just sitting in the front of a computer editing Pro Tools, putting all of these elements together. Because another interesting thing about this album was because it started out with this trio, but I ended up assembling it much like the Airbus A380 is put together, that airplane, you know. It's made actually in 30 different countries. I started out with the trio, then I added a string section. I had a session with eight string players. And then I have a friend that plays every woodwind instrument but bassoons, and he's been for years the go-to guy for commercials. They'll send him their charts, and they send him the tracks, and they say, put all the saxes on this or whatever. And I did an experiment. I said, Bob, would you play the woodwinds? I sent him the music, and he played all the woodwinds on it. And then I thought, wow, that really works. And then he had a trumpet player friend who came in, played all the trumpet parts. I sent it out to another friend who played all the guitar and mandolin parts with his own studio. I sent it out to another friend who added some extra drum things. I sent it out to another friend who was a percussionist. So it's been kind of done remotely.
Wow.
And then I had to assemble it all, and that's why it's taken so long to put it together. So it's been a really fascinating long process. I don't know that I would do an album like this again because it's been so time intensive, but I'm really, really happy with the way that it's turned out. Because then I added a lot in my own studio. I added a lot of keyboards on my own and a lot of other things. Ted Furt, my I call him my second musical brain. We started kind of the album together, and then he did a lot of the co-arranging and co-orchestrations, and did some of them on his own as well.
That's amazing.
So it's turned into this really, I'm really happy with it, because it really feels like it's came from my inside.
That's so wonderful.
I'm just a guy who works a job. My office depot name tag says, hello, my name is Rob. And I've had one messed up week. Long time ago, I hit my peak. I've forgotten how to play. Wish I could say, bash, boom, have a zoom, flash, oh, future. I am rich, power at my fingertips, say words and do things, jump up and spread wings, a magic bird that sings. Alec is either narrow or slim. I wish that I could be like him and say,
bear it all and reveal anything about yourself, what's one thing you haven't told before?
One thing that I haven't told
Last
before.
Question.
That I haven't told before. Man, I don't know. Everybody's asked me so many things in so many interviews. I think there's no more secrets left. That's what I haven't told before. There's no more secrets. Everybody knows everything about me.
I love it. That is awesome.
Thanks.
Well, everyone listening is going to come see Brian Stokes Mitchell, Fine Science 54 Below, November 12th through the 23rd.
And by the way, it's the first place that you can buy the album. It's not actually on. It's for you can pre-sale. It's on pre-sale now. But it won't be available to have in your hand until the 29th of November. But if you come to the show, they can actually buy the CD here. They'll be the first ones on their block tab.
That's reason enough to come.
Thanks, Seth.
You're welcome. Thank you. So nice to meet you. You too.
We'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.
Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up, for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, callmeadam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.